blessing, O Lord. I am leaving this place with my blessing. I am leaving this place with my healing. I am leaving this place with my prophecy. Open your mouth and begin to pray. I shall not go back the same. I shall not go back the same. I shall not go back the same. Pray. Call his name. Same way I came. Something must change in my life. Something must change in my life. Something must change in my life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Stretch out your right hand towards the altar and close your eyes. Right now, I make a decree. I make a pronouncement. I make a declaration upon your life. Let there be total turnaround in every aspect of your life. I prophesy liberation, acceleration, divine breakthrough. In the name of Jesus Christ, wherever you are under the sound of my voice, I decree promotion. In your place of work, promotion. I decree miracle jobs. I decree excellence. Divine provision. Divine provision. Divine provision. May the Lord answer all your prayers. As your hands are being stretched towards the altar, let my God make himself available to you. I said, let him reveal himself to you. Let him reveal himself to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Lord Jesus, do not pass me by. Forgive me of my sins. Have mercy on me. Turn it to prayer. Make sure your hands are stretched towards the altar. Maintain your hands. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Don't allow my sins to stop me from receiving my blessing today. Committed knowingly or unknowingly that may stand as a barrier to stop me from receiving my blessing. Oh Lord, blot it out. Blot it out. Blot it out. Blot it out. Blot it out, oh God. Not by my wisdom, not by my intelligence, but by your mercy. By your mercy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Begin to thank God for answer prayers. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Appreciate His wonderful. Appreciate His mighty name. Appreciate Him. Appreciate Him. Thank Him because it is done. Thank Him because it is settled. Thank Him because He has confirmed His word. Thank Him because He will do what He promised to do in your life. Thank Him. Thank Him. I can't hear your voices. I can't hear your voices. I can't hear your voices. Lift up your voices. Lift up your voices. Lift up your voices. Lift up your voices. It's worthy to be praised. Worthy to be adored. Worthy to be magnified. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master Jesus. For in Jesus' wonderful name we worship. Put your hands together for Jesus and have your seat. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you welcome your neighbor seated close to you? I want you to appreciate their presence. Hallelujah. This might be the first day you are seeing his or her face, but in the spirit we are one family. Is that not true? Is that true? Is that true? And of course, you know, your helper can be right close to you, yet you don't know. The way you greet your neighbor, the manner in which you present your greeting, can fetch you a job, can give you connection, can give you contract. Am I saying the right thing? But when your character is bad, when you look down on people, when you don't appreciate people, that may be an hindrance to your blessing. Even God Himself may find it very difficult to bless you. Am I communicating? I believe the Lord is going to give you wisdom, knowledge in Jesus' name. Today, by the special grace of God, I would like to teach us something very profound, a message that will bless your life, bless your destiny, and give you a certain kind of wisdom that money cannot buy. And I believe as you are right there seated, God is going to give you deep understanding. God is going to give you more explanation of this word I'm about to give to you. I hope you are going to say amen.
Amen.
That amen is too weak.
Amen.
Title of my message today, Overcoming External Forces. Overcoming external forces or demons or evil spirits. Overcoming external forces or demons or evil spirit. How many of you are here and you want to attain a certain level in the spirit where you don't only have influence over what is within you, but also influence over what is outside, around you? How many of you want to have that kind of
influence, power, dominion. Let me see your hand. Then if you are the person, this message is going to help you reach that level. Because whatever you do in the kingdom of God is based on what you know. You get blessed by what you know. You get healed by what you know. You get elevated by what you know. You get promoted by what you know. So the kingdom of God is being ruled by knowledge. Bible says, my people perish because they lack knowledge. They lack what? They lack what?
Knowledge.
They lack knowledge. So once you have knowledge, you become a master in the kingdom of God. Tell your neighbor, go for knowledge. I can't hear you.
Go for knowledge.
I can't hear you.
Go for knowledge.
Now listen to me. Whenever a demon is casted out of either a person or an object, whenever a demon is being removed, commanded out from a person or from an object, you must understand that you are not killing the demon. Am I communicating to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
You must understand that you are not what? Killing the demon. No matter how big the demon is, no matter how small the demon is, you simply cast it out. You don't kill demons. Am I communicating? It is a process of detaching, separating an individual from a demon, from a spirit that has been controlling his or her life. Now you must understand also that if you can't kill a demon, then after removing a demon from an individual, the demon still exists. The demon is in what? Existence. Is in what? Existence. There is no such anointing that can kill any demon. That anointing has not been released. God has not released that anointing. It's yet to be released and will not be released because they are not created to be killed. Am I talking to somebody right here? Even at the last day, they are only to suffer torment and not to die. Is that clear? Is that clear? Is that clear? So you agree with me, by offering deliverance to a person, you are shifting a spirit from one location to another location. From one place to another place. From one location to another location. But here is something I want you to listen to me very carefully. The freedom of an individual is the possession of another. If you are casting a demon from one place to another place, that means the person you just delivered right now is free. But then, if the demon is going to another place or another person, that means the time that person is free, another person is demonized. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If deliverance is the removal of a demon from one place to another place, from one person to another person, though the person offering the deliverance may not know where the spirit will go, that means the exact time you deliver that person is either the demon goes to another location or goes into a different person. Just because you cast out the demon doesn't mean his career has ended. His career has ended in that individual, but he will go to another place and continue from where he stopped. Am I talking to somebody right here? I'm taking you gradually. Now, what I want to teach you today is a level in the spirit where you are not expected to only offer deliverance to a person, but to also follow up and make sure and to know where the demon is going after the deliverance. It is very important to know where the spirit you just casted has gone to. I'm going to tell you why it is important. Are you with me? Are you with me? Now, you may have succeeded in removing a spirit from a person, but that demon may remain in the environment where the person is. Am I talking to somebody? Am I communicating? Let's say the person is living or staying in Dambua Road, and then you cast out the spirit out of the person, and then the demon is still in Dambua Road. The person is free from the demon, but the demon is in the area and environment where that person is. Now, if such a person attempts or tries to open a shop in the same Dambua Road, what do you think will stop that demon from stopping that shop in reaching its highest breakthrough? I want you to understand something very carefully. A demon is gone out of you, but you now build a school around that area where the same demon that has been removed from you is ruling. This means the demon can still tamper with your life from outside, not from inside. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
You are delivered, but you went on to launch into a business, a company, a shop, in the same place where the demon is operating. Ladies and gentlemen, you are still under the control of that demon, yet the demon is not inside of you. If the demon is stopping people's business there, the demon can stop your business. And then you begin to ask yourself, what have been delivered? But a demon left me. Yes, the demon left you, but the demon is still operating around you. Now, it is important to now discover, how can you know where the spirit that just left you has gone? This is the first step you must take. How to know where this demon, I have diabetes, and it is a demon that brought that diabetes, and that spirit has been casted out, I am healed. But then it is important to know where that spirit is right now, so as to exercise authority and dominion over that spirit. So that when that demon is moving around,
That demon will have no business with anything that concerns you.
I'm teaching you something that is very deep and prophetic. Now let us read Matthew chapter 8 from verse 28 to 34. Matthew 8 from 28 to 34. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Read for me quickly.
Verse 28.
Uh-huh.
When he arrived at the other side in the region.
Listen to that. This is Jesus arriving at a location. Uh-huh.
Region of the gardeners.
Uh-huh.
Two demon possessed men coming from the tombs.
Two demon possessed men. Jesus met two demon possessed men. Uh-huh.
Coming from the tomb.
Uh-huh.
Meet him.
Uh-huh.
They were so violent.
They were so violent. Uh-huh.
That no one could pass that way.
No one could pass that location. So they have control over anyone that will pass here. Must first of all get the approval of those spirits. They will not allow you to pass. Uh-huh.
Verse 29.
And behold.
They cried out.
When they saw Jesus, those demons began to cry out. Uh-huh.
Saying. What have we done with thee?
They said, we have no business with you. You are light. We are darkness. Why have you come to our territory? Uh-huh.
Jesus, the Son of God.
So that means they know him as the Son of God. It's not everything that the demon says that is a lie. At least, the demon is saying the truth here. He's calling Jesus the Son of God. That means he may deny it somewhere else, but now he has to confirm that this is the Son of God. Am I talking to somebody that here? Uh-huh.
They shouted, have you come here to tutor us before the appointed time?
They said, have you come to disturb us before the appointed time?
Verse 30. Some distance from them,
a large herd of pigs,
were feeding.
So there were pigs that were feeding around that area.
Verse 31.
The demon begged Jesus.
If you drive us out,
send
us into the herd of pigs.
So the demons knew that for us to encounter Jesus one on one, there can only be one thing that will happen to us. He's going to remove us. He's going to cast us out. And they ask a question. They place a request on Jesus. They submitted their prayer request to Jesus. They said, Jesus, we know you are going to cast us out of these people, out of these two men. But we have a request. Allow us, because we still like this area. We still like this environment. We don't want to leave this area. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
We don't want to leave this area. If you are casting us, don't take us to another town. Don't take us to another location. Please allow us to still operate in this environment. They said, cast us out, but let us enter those pigs. Please, am I communicating to somebody that here?
Yes, sir.
And what did Jesus say?
Verse 32.
He said to them,
go. So they came out and went into
okay,
the
pigs. Stop there. Did you see something here? Demons submitted their prayer request to Jesus, and Jesus approved. This is demons asking Jesus. They beg Jesus, and Jesus listened to their begging, to their request, and he agreed. My question is, if demons can be able to speak to Jesus and Jesus still answered their prayer, what about you in the church? If demons know that if we can humble ourselves before this man and talk in the right way, ask
for his approval. This man is going to agree. And Jesus agreed to their request. Yet, a Christian is praying for 10 years and have not received an answer. From the same Jesus that answered demons.
Is that not an error? Is that not an error? See that? Is that not an error? How can you explain it? They ask, what is prayer? What is request? They ask, he granted. Is that not prayer? Answer prayer. Okay. Now listen to me. Listen, are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, Papa.
Now, when Jesus agreed to the request, he said, go. And they said, thank you, sir. Thank you for granting our request. They did exactly as Jesus said. They left the two men. They were in their thousands. And they entered the pigs that were eating. Now listen to me very carefully. Is that not the business of another man? Is that not the business of another man? All of a sudden, what happened to the pigs? They began to run without control. And they entered the sea and died. Somebody's business has just died.
Yes, sir.
A demon left a person and affected somebody's business. Right there you are seeing, in the space of seconds, somebody's business collapsed. I am teaching you, I'm telling you that a demon can leave an individual and still wait outside to see the kind of business you will do so that he can affect that business in that area. Am I teaching somebody right here? Is this information for you?
Yes, sir.
Am I wasting my time?
No, sir.
Am I sweating for nothing?
No, sir. Right on, sir.
Two men were possessed. Jesus cast out the spirit. Somebody's pigs were just feeding. And the demons left those men, entered the pigs, and caused them to move anyhow. They rushed into the sea and died. Now listen to me. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
The day you lose your demon, somebody receive it. The day you lose that demon, somebody receive it. The day that demon left you, it entered somewhere. The day you were celebrating your freedom, somebody is crying because of the affliction. Though the leprosy of Naaman has left him, but he still has to jump from Naaman and fall on Gehazi. Somebody is celebrating his healing, another person is crying of the same sickness just now. Naaman is healed, Gehazi is sick. And Elisha told him, it is the leprosy of Naaman that has come upon you. Meaning, as the demon left Naaman, it entered you. Am I talking to somebody right here? Is what I'm saying scriptural? Is it scriptural? Imagine your supermarket is in a place where the demon that left you 10 years ago is operating. What do you think will stop that demon from visiting your supermarket very soon? If the demon cannot be able to stop you from doing business when he's inside of you, the demon can stop you while he's outside of you. Now, can I ask you a question? Why will the Holy Spirit lead Jesus into the wilderness, a dry place, to be tempted by the devil? Why not tempt him where he is? Why does he have to lead him into the wilderness? It is because places are different. There are places where demons are ruling. Satan is operating. The wilderness was dry, not because it was dry, lacking water. It was dry because demons were in control of that territory. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Read for me Matthew 4 from verse 1. Quickly. Quickly.
Matthew 4.
Matthew 4 from verse 1.
Then Jesus was led by the Spirit.
Was led by the Spirit,
Into the desert.
Into the desert.
To be tempted by the devil.
Jesus was led by the Spirit of God to be tempted by who?
Devil.
By the devil.
Verse 2.
Yes.
After fasting 40 days and 40 nights.
After fasting 40 days and 40 nights.
He was hungry.
He was what? He was what? He was hungry.
Verse 3.
Verse 3.
The tempter come to him and said.
Okay, stop there a little. Now listen. The Spirit of God led Jesus to the wilderness where there was dryness. Nothing is moving there. Nothing is flowing there. Places are different. Listen to me. Places are different. That's why God himself have to take the Israelites to a land flowing with milk and honey. Meaning, if you remain in Egypt, you can't have any access to those milk and honey. Places are different. So the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness, and in that wilderness, there was nothing. No food to eat. No water to drink. No bed to sleep on. Nothing was moving there. Everything was dry in that wilderness. Nothing. Somebody say nothing. Say nothing.
Nothing.
I can't hear you.
Nothing.
Say nothing.
Nothing.
Yet Jesus had to be tempted with nothing. Listen to me. He had to be tempted with what? With nothing. He had to be tempted with what? With nothing. Before God is going to tempt you with riches, he has to first of all tempt you with nothing. Before he tempts you with wealth, he has to tempt you with poverty first. First, let us allow poverty in his life to see how he is going to behave. Before we now promote him into wealth and see how he will behave. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
How you handle nothing will determine how you handle something. Some of you have failed the test even in nothing. Am I talking to somebody right here? Somebody has failed the test even while he's been tempted with what? With nothing. God knew that Jesus was used to gold, was used to silver, was used to nice environment. He was coming from heaven and he's used to riches, he's used to blessings, he's used to all these things. He cannot tempt Jesus with good things. He has to tempt Jesus with things that are not what? That he has never tested before, and that is nothing. Wilderness, dryness, nothing was moving. Somebody said, Jesus. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Listen to me, child of God. Before God walks you into your palace, He has to walk you into the wilderness first. How you pass your test in the wilderness will determine whether you walk into that palace. Jesus was tempted in the valley level before He was taken to the mountain level. Even the devil has to start from the lowest point with Jesus. He met Jesus and He said, turn the stone to bread. After Jesus passed the test, He said, okay, now it's time for another level. The Bible says He took Him to the high mountain. Before you even be tempted in the high mountain, you must first of all be tempted in the valley first. Temptations are of different levels. Now, the first temptation of Jesus, look at the temptation. He wanted Jesus to doubt His identity. Listen to that. He wanted Jesus to doubt His what? Identity. Tell your neighbor, He wanted Jesus to doubt His identity. How do I know that? Listen to me. He said to him, if you are, mark the word if you are the Son of God, if you are the Son, that means doubt who you are, doubt who you are, doubt who you are. If you are the Son of God, turn this stone to bread. So again, being Jesus turned the stone to bread, He is doubting whether He is the Son of God. And once you doubt your identity, you lose your identity. Am I talking to somebody right here? Are we together? Are we together? But I asked myself a question. I said, what is wrong in Jesus turning the stone into bread and eating? Is there anything wrong in that? Huh? Is there anything wrong in that? Is there anything wrong in turning stone and eating? Turning stone into bread and eating. Is there anything wrong in that? Answer me. There is nothing wrong in that. Where it became wrong is the location where the command was coming. Had it been Jesus turned the stone to bread, it will be Jesus turning the stone to bread under the command of Satan. It's a good miracle, nice miracle, by the power of God, but under the influence of the devil. And if Satan can be able to make Jesus to do something he knew, he has control over him. I tell people, I say, Satan can tell you to do nice things. If you have reached a certain level in the spirit, you know. Sometimes Satan can tell you to do what? Nice things. Peter drew Jesus aside. He rebuked him. He said, don't die. It's a nice thing. Yet Jesus looked into his eyes and he said, Satan, get thee away from me. It's a nice thing not to die. But the command is coming. There are some of you, people around you, your sisters, your brothers, your friends, your colleagues, are giving you nice advices. But the question is, who gave them the idea of those advices? It may be the devil behind the scene. Am I communicating? Or somebody can tell you, if you are born again, you don't need any spiritual father, you don't need anyone to pray for you, you don't need anyone, you, your Bible, and God. It looks very nice. It looks like the truth, but it's not the truth. Don't be surprised. The devil can be behind such kind of advices. Why? Because if God Himself needs a man on earth, who are you not to need a man on earth? Please, am I talking to somebody right here? Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? come to bread under the command and instruction of who? Satan. When you are seated today and you hear nice words coming into your heart, don't be quick to say, "This is God talking to me." Don't be quick to say that. Investigate, where is those voices coming from? Because, can I tell you something? Some demons will run away from you when you fast, but some demons will come to you when you fast. Your fasting can chase away some demons, but your fasting can invite some demons. Some demons are busy waiting for the day you fast. That's the day they will attack you. It's their level. It's their level. They're operating in their level. After Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, loaded with anointing, that's when Satan showed up. Instead of him to be rolling on the floor, screaming, like how demons do, he was even taking Jesus in the realm of the spirit to a high mountain. Did you understand what that means? It means Satan, he drove the car in the spirit, and Jesus became the passenger. He took him in the spirit to the high mountain. A creature taking the creator in the spiritual realm. Oh my God. Don't joke with the devil. See that? It makes me laugh when I see some people thinking the devil is a small boy. Don't underestimate him. You can only play with him when you are loaded with the Spirit of God. When you don't have the Spirit of God, the devil is not a no-go area. Oh, am I talking to somebody right here? Am I communicating? Are you sensitive enough to notice that the day you were delivered, the day you were delivered, that was the day the demon entered your husband? A demon can leave a person and enter your husband or your wife. And then if you ask the demon, he will say, "Well, I am not in the person, but I am around the person." Your wife or your husband is in trouble today. And it may be because of the demon you lose some time ago. The demon entered your partner. Today, they may be behaving abnormal. You never know. It is the demon that left you that's making them to behave abnormal. If you have a friend that have a demon, it's not only the friend that you have. You also have what the friend has. If your friend has a demon, you have the demon with him. That's what the Bible says. Bad company corrupt what? Who you associate with matters. Demons are so cunning. They are so cunning. They are so skillful. They'll leave you, but they will stay around. Once they are casted out, they'll begin to look for, "Where can I stay around him?" The day pastor lay hands on you and that demon left, maybe he entered your boss at your place of work, and the demon is saying, "If I cannot stop his promotion from inside, I will stop his promotion from outside." Imagine the demon that left you enter your boss, and you work hard in the place of work. You come very early, more than
before everybody comes, you are early, very punctual, you are very hard working, but you don't know why your boss never promoted you. He can go ahead and promote others, but you? Your boss is under a command not to promote you because of the demon that left you and entered him. I am teaching you spiritual things. Be very sensitive. You know why Jesus said, watch and pray. Don't pray first. Watch. What are you praying against? What are you praying for? Direct your prayer to make sure you align your prayer. Let it have a destination. Watch before you. Don't pray like prayer warriors. You see, prayer warriors pray anyhow without direction. They send their bullets anyhow. Imagine you are fighting with the enemy and you are shooting the sky. You are losing bullets, but the bullet is not landing on your enemy. When you pray without watching, that's how you shoot your bullets anyhow. And guess what? You might mistakenly shoot yourself. Be careful where you are raising some prayer points. Anyone responsible for my problem, fall down and die. Hey. And God is saying, do you know if I answer this prayer, you will die. Oh. Am I talking to somebody right here? Well, before you pray, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Watch, observe. Observe things. Observe the way your wife behaves. Observe the way your husband behaves. Is it not the same way you were behaving 2 years ago before you were delivered? Then you know that it is the demon that left me that just entered this person. Some ladies think they are beautiful. That's why lecturers are attracted to them. Why is it that 10 of you are seated? It's only you, the lecturer says, come and meet me in my office. It may be the demon that left you that just entered that man. And the man takes you to the office and says, see, if we don't help ourselves, I will continue to give you carryovers in this school. Oh my God. The demon is saying, if I can't stop you from inside, I'll stop you from outside. I've been trying to stop this lady from going to school. And then she met a pastor and the pastor prayed for her and I left. Well, how can I stop her from finishing school? Let me enter that lecturer. So that one way or the other I'm connected to her. One way or the other I can stop her. I'm teaching you spiritual things. A demon from you can leave and enter a driver. And you'll be driving anyhow so that you have an accident and die. Ask me, I'll give you proof. Jonah was traveling. And because of Jonah's problem, the boat began to shake. Until they bundled Jonah and threw him away, everything became normal. Meaning you can cause the driver driving that vehicle to drive anyhow. Because of the demon that just left you. I have seen demons in my level in the prophetic. I have seen how they operate and I know how they operate. There are some demons that can even influence career. You see the father a carpenter. The first son a carpenter. The second son a carpenter. Anyone that tries to do anything beyond carpentry work, it goes back.
Oh, can I tell you something? A man got a job in a company. In a company in Lagos, he got a job. Company, a well-paying company. They agreed to be paying him wonderful and awesome amount as a salary. And such a man woke up one morning and wrote his resignation letter and submitted it. When the boss asked him, "Why are you resigning? People are looking for job everywhere in Nigeria. You are lucky you just got a job. Why are you resigning?" He said, "I want to go to the village and continue the farming business of my father." The boss asked him, "Are you sure?" He said, "Yes, think very well." He said, "I've already thought about it." Altars are calling. A demon from your grandfather can move from generation to generation and begin to follow the children. He will cause them to think in a certain way. Everyone likes to smoke. You wonder why all the children in the family, they just like to smoke. Even the youngest one is learning how to. Who is teaching them? You don't know. You stop drinking alcohol, fine. You were delivered, fine. The demon left your body, fine. But that friend of yours that just called you and said, "Let us meet tomorrow in the beer parlor," don't be shocked. Don't be surprised. It's the same demon that left you. He's telling your friend to call you and invite you to the beer parlor. If I can't make him to drink while I'm inside, I will make him to drink while I'm outside. Demons can even make people to suggest a business to you. You have your little money, you meet your friend and you say, "I want to do business. I don't know what kind of business I should do." Then the demon within him advise him to advise you. Oh my God. May God have mercy. I say, may God have mercy. Finally, stand on your feet. Have you not read that one day Jesus was in the boat? He was even sleeping. When he woke up, he spoke to the wind. The wind listened to him. The sea listened to him. This is a man that can overcome external demons. It's not enough to control yourself only within you. No. You must extend the authority to influence things around you. They say, "What manner of man is this? Even the wind listen to him." I pray you become such kind of person. I pray you have such kind of anointing. Where you speak and your business hears you. You speak and your bank account hears you. You speak and your car hears you. You cause your car to move in a certain way. Am I talking to somebody right here? Can I prophesy to somebody? Can I decree upon your life? From today, I prophesy, receive the authority, the power to overcome external forces. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will not know how important this prayer is until you enter a vehicle that is already destined to have an accident. And you enter the vehicle. You are already a victim.
in the spirit, that car already engaged in an accident, and you enter the vehicle, but because of your presence, that accident has been postponed. Power over external forces. Power over external forces. You enter into a compound, and all the witches and wizards in that compound, all of them meet. They say, "Let come. Emergency meeting. Somebody just entered this compound. Have you checked? Is he sleeping here? Say, he's going to spend the night here. We are in trouble." That means no meeting tonight. No meeting tonight. We are not going to fly tonight. Because of one person. One person. One person. One person. Am I talking to somebody right here? Hey! Kali kibra hasu sefiki dibanai. Lipaka tutu kidibaku tapra hasianai. Hey! I prophesy! I make a decree! From today, begin to overcome external forces in the name of Jesus Christ. As a child of God, anywhere you enter, any place you find yourself, let your light so shine before men that they may see the glory of God.
Oh, yes.
Anywhere you enter, light cannot be hidden.
Oh, yes.
You can't light up the lamp and put it under the table.
Yes, sir.
Emma karikizikatai. We have to increase the light within you.
Oh, yes.
So that it gets to a point whereby it cannot be hidden.
Yes, sir.
There is a level of light you can hide.
Yes, sir.
There is a wall you cannot hide.
Yes, sir.
The more you try to hide it, the more it will begin to spread.
Yes, sir.
Can I prophesy?
Prophesy.
So mightily grew the word of God and prevail. I decree and I declare.
Receive.
May you begin to grow and prevail.
Amen.
May you prevail in your business.
Amen.
May you prevail in your career.
Amen.
May you prevail in every aspect of your life.
Amen.
Those courses that the students are failing, because of you, they will all pass this section, this semester. Have you ever thought of that? Because of you, others will pass the course. You shall be the head and not the tail.
Amen.
I say you shall be the head and not the tail.
Amen.
See now, how can witches be using you? Using your leg to sweep. Why? How can you be sleeping and demon come and press you? Who is there? I tried to call the name Jesus. They hook my throat. These are what an error. What an error. What an error. Oh my God. Hey! The demon is not supposed to operate in that area completely because of you. But the demon has even managed to enter your house, enter your room, even get to you direct. Where is your light? Where is the light? Where is the light? Where is the light? I remember there was a day I was conducting deliverance. When I was done conducting the deliverance, I left. When I get home, I sight in the spirit a demon speaking outside. And I walk outside. And I saw a demon from afar. And the demon said, "I have come to fight you. Because I am an idol that have stopped a certain individual from progressing. But you came and destroyed everything." And the demon said, "Today, we are going to fight." I said, why are you outside? He said, "I cannot enter. The light is too much. If you want to fight, come out. Let's fight from outside, not inside." The whole house was full of light. He cannot enter. Am I talking? You're supposed to be feeling pain of your spiritual life. It's supposed to be paining you. It's supposed to be paining you. You sleep, you dream. You eat what you don't want to eat. They force you to eat.
you eat. And so demons are even wicked. They will not even give you delicious food. You say, I cannot control myself. I just find myself eating. Grow. Tell your neighbor, grow. Build your spiritual life. To a level where demons cannot operate when you are around. Receive your blessings in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I decree blessings in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I decree blessings in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Ikatatata. Elanika musi brahane anakaini anai. Receive your blessings in Jesus' name.
I receive.
Wherever you are under the sound of my voice,
Jesus.
I prophesy and I prophesy.
I receive.
Any power that be stopping you from moving forward in life, let that power be destroyed by the mighty power of God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
My life cannot remain like this.
My life cannot remain like this.
My life must change.
My life must change.
There must be changes in my life.
There must be changes in my life.
There must be changes in my career.
There must be changes in my career.
There must be changes in my business.
There must be changes in my business.
Oh, likabai di kanusi anai. Melai ni kanu na na sifra hasuta haina. Kebla katutu bahasi kata. Eka kaka kaka kaka. Bela ku tampri di kizikai nukusuvahanda. Hey. Because of you. Maybe they want to kill one of your family members. Because of you. Because of the grace upon you. Because of the grace upon you. I've told you this story times without number. They took the picture of one of my sons to a herbalist. And a man looked and he saw a different man. And he called him and he said, this picture you just brought. You brought this person, but I'm seeing someone with hair. Someone different is speaking to me. Said, I cannot touch that person until I touch this one. That's divine grace. That's divine grace.
Yes, sir.
I am tired of normal Christianity.
Oh, yes.
I am tired. That's why I told Jesus years ago, I said, if you are not going to back me up, I will not do it. Back me up. Be my backbone. If you're not going to confirm what I say, if you're not going to be beside me, I can't do it. I can't risk it. Right there where you are seated, you are going to pray. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Give me power.
Give me power.
Give me authority.
Give me authority.
Give me the dominion.
Give me the dominion.
Authority.
Authority.
Over external forces. Begin to pray.
Authority. Lord Jesus. Give me power. Give me authority. Oh Lord Jesus. With my power, with my authority. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. With my power, with my authority. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. 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 Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Give me power, give me authority. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Bella, bella, bella.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Give me power, give me authority. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Jesus, mighty name.
Amen.
Sunday. I pray for you. Raise your two hands. Regala Satan. Toys, Ubahai, Sibata. I hear Joseph.
Yes, sir. It's my daddy's name.
Love for Jesus. The Lord said I should pray for you because I see that is fighting all the children of your mother. The Lord said I should lay hands on you and speak deliverance.
Amen. I receive.
He said to me, things will begin to change.
Amen.
All the prayers you have been praying for a long time will be answered.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is on. Come. Can I pray for you?
Yes, sir.
Hold my hand. Nightmares. When you sleep, you dream bad dreams.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And be careful. Be careful. Be careful. Because the Lord is telling me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. He said he's going to visit you 10 weeks from now and grant your heart desire.
Amen.
But in this period of 10 weeks, make sure you live a holy life. Okay?
Okay, sir.
Not just in 10 weeks, but continue to do that.
Okay, sir.
Because you need God to receive your blessing. You also need God to maintain your blessing.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
Sandra, where is your...
Benue
State. She's in Benue State. So we need to pray for her.
Yes, sir.
Okay? I see attack, sickness.
Yes, sir.
Yes, they send arrow, sickness. Come. Place your hand on your head. Call her name 3 times.
Sarah!
Again.
Sarah!
Again.
Sarah!
Holy Spirit, take over. Jesus' name. Stand up. Can I pray for you? God has anointed you for business. Eh? Are you into business?
What?
I want to start. I see you going far in business. Okay? Don't be afraid. The grace has been released. Okay? Jesus' name. Settle. Jesus' name. Stand up. You come. Can I pray for you? Raise your hands. God has positioned someone to give you a good job. Okay? It is settled. Stand up. You need to rekindle your prayer life. Eh? Stir up the gift of God in you.
Okay? Yes, sir.
Because you are getting weak. Weaker in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
And it wasn't like this before. Is it true?
Yes, sir.
So come. Child Jesus. Child Jesus. Child Jesus. Settle.
Jesus. Your hands for Jesus.
Can I pray for you? Constant migraine. Huh? Constant what?
Migraine. Migraine.
Headache. One side of your head. Huh?
Yes.
You need to be healed. It's an affliction. It's a demon that is causing you to have that. Come out. Jesus. Out. Free. You come. Jesus. Yes, you, ma, come. Your time has come. Yes, you. Come. Somebody shout Jesus.
Jesus.
Somebody shout Jesus. Somebody shout Jesus. Stand up. God pray for you.
Okay, sir.
I see a person you are in a relationship with, but it's not serious.
Yes, sir.
It's not serious. Father, help her. Jesus. You disappointment upon disappointment. Stand up. Yes. Come. Disappointment. Huh?
Yes, sir.
In your relationship. All the time.
Yes.
Come here. Jesus' name. Jesus. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Ah, Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Leave her, leave her, leave her. Couch. Jesus. Couch. Couch. Out. Bring it. Bring it. Bring it. Leave her, leave her. Power stopping you from moving forward. I stand to decree and to declare. Let their power be nullified. Let their powers be nullified. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Raise
your two hands. Can I pray for you? I see a shop.
Amen.
You say amen. Amen. If you don't understand, say I don't understand. I see a shop.
No.
You don't have a shop.
No.
Get the. I see a shop.
Amen.
You'll be selling things of marriage things.
Amen.
Huh? That's me how the money comes. It's a miracle.
Amen.
That's what God said I should tell you. Come. Can I pray for you? Sorry. Jesus. Be careful. Huh? On Friday. Today is Wednesday.
Yeah.
On Friday, be careful, okay? I see you taking to police station exactly around 11:05 a.m. Listen, if I don't pray for you, if right now I choose not to pray for you, if on Friday 11:45 a.m. if you are not taking to police, that means. Because I'm alive. Huh? You'll be taken to police in exactly 11. I say exactly. In fact, when you enter the police station, if you check time, if it's 11:46, then I'm a fake prophet. Exactly 11:45. Now let me tell you how it's going to take place. So, careful. You see, I see a place where you are seated and you are talking with some guys. You do gist around that place. Somebody will commit a crime. You commit a crime around... Can I professor?
Professor.
The person will commit a crime on Thursday at night. And they will come there in the morning by 11. They will come and pack all of you. I see you wearing a blue shirt. And a black trouser. And you were wearing a cover shoe. And that cover shoe is like, I don't know, it's not the kind of cover shoe like Tom's or like that. Eh? Eh? Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
I see you seated there. They will come and pack all of you. And they will take you there. Eh? Eh? So we need grace to stop it. How can we stop it? Be careful. Listen to my instruction. On Friday, be on fast. Don't stop it with your intelligence. Be on fast on Friday and pray using what I tell you. Ask the Lord to stop what the devil is planning. If not, if you don't pray and fast, even if you stop going out, you will go there. You find yourself there. Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Jesus' name. He is preserved. As many that are led by the Son of... Who is in Abuja?
Esther. Margaret.
Okay. Huh?
Esther, the man, Margaret. Two of my sisters.
Okay. Tell them. Call them and say their prayers have been answered.
Amen. Thank you.
Stand up. Huh? Can I pray for you? You have to control your anger. It's beyond your control. When you get angry, it's terrible. Huh? Raise your two hands. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Call Jesus.
Jesus.
Again.
Jesus.
Again.
Jesus.
Father, let her be delivered. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I command that spirit of anger to leave and never return. It is settled. Stand up. You have been praying to God for God to bless you financially so that you help poor.
Yes, sir.
Is that your prayer?
Yes, sir.
You have been praying for a long time. He has answered.
Thank you, sir.
What do you do?
Thank you, sir.
What do you do? What business do you do? What career do you do?
I stopped the business now, sir.
You?
I have stopped it.
You have stopped the business?
Yes, sir.
So you are not doing anything?